Hello, I'm Jaden, and welcome to Mr. B's Pot of the Week. In class, we have started doing a passion project. This is basically a thing where each student gets to pick something that they're passionate about. For me, I picked French. Other people have picked sign language, Braille, lots of other things. But basically, we just get to teach ourselves this subject. That we want to learn about during morning time, band time whenever we don't have band, and different times throughout the day whenever we have all of our work done. So this podcast actually covers 2 weeks because we couldn't get it up last week. So let's start with what we did last week in math. So, in math and ELA last week, we did NWEA testing. In science last week, we learned about different aspects of plate tectonics, and creating our plate tectonics poster was one of the things that helped us learn about that. In history, we were working on making slideshows, and we still are, about a dynasty in ancient China, as well as learning about the Qin dynasty as a class. And then for this week in math, we are learning about absolute value. In ELA, we were working on point of views, like third person, first person. There's also second person, but we don't cover that as much in sixth grade. In science, we are learning about the connection between earthquakes and tsunamis, and we've watched videos of tsunamis and how they were caused, and earthquake has a play in that, so that is one of the ways that we've learned about that. In history this week, we are examining documents to describe what life was like on the Silk Road. So that is pretty fun. Some teacher concerns is that he just wants to make sure, Mr. Butterworth just wants to make sure that everybody is included and everybody is making new friends. We sometimes get stuck with the same group of friends and forget to include others, so we definitely want to make sure that we are including everybody. Important dates is that the last day of school will now be June 5th due to the 2 snow dates that we've had over the past 2 weeks. Our class goal is to transition into line in 30 seconds or less 4 out of 6 times a day. And now we have our teacher interview with Miss Boyd. So now for our teacher interview this week, I will be interviewing Miss Boyd. So I'm going to start off by telling you that one of our teacher's concerns is that some people don't always get included because some people have formed these friends groups and just forget to include others. How do you think we can make sure that everybody gets included?
First, I want to say that I do agree with your teacher that kind of on a daily basis, I see this is an issue that students come to my room for. I think students, if they can be a little bit more observant, watch for the kids that may be playing by themselves or sitting on the buddy bench at recess, that would be a good indication that that student might be someone that needs a friend. I think also being open-minded. I think a lot of times students feel that their friendship group is a group of 3 or 4 or 5, and it's kind of an exclusive instead of an inclusive group. So instead of having a group where you feel like I can only be friends with these 3 girls or these 3 boys, allowing other kids to join in, maybe even inviting them in to join you.
Yeah. That kind of goes along with my next question. Is there anything you think we should keep in our minds when it comes to treating people equally?
Absolutely. I think one thing that as a counselor during my classes, we talk a lot about the word empathy. And I think sometimes if we practice more empathy and patience, that would be a really good skill for us to have. I think it would help us to be kinder to other students, and realizing that maybe what I'm very interested in, other kids are not interested in, and that's okay. Allowing for that diversity within our groups, that we don't all have to be the same. We can be great friends, but have different interests, different skills, and actually that makes our groups even better when everybody brings something unique to the friendship group.
Yeah, I agree. So is there any random acts of kindness that pop into your mind when it comes to just being that kind to others?
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about this in class, in my classes as well. I think sometimes kids try to think maybe too big on these things, like, oh, I'm going to get a gift or something. And I always say keep it simple. Some of the best gifts you can give another student is a smile, is a hello, saying, hey, I'm glad that you're here today, or come over and sit by me today, or reaching out to a student that maybe you don't know very well and asking them to be your partner. Do some of those simple things, because those things are the things that I think people remember the most. Because a lot of times I always ask kids, you know, how do you want to be remembered? Because people will forget what score you got on a test or how many points you scored in a basketball game. But later in life, they're going to remember how you treated them. And so just those very simple random acts of kindness, I think, are the most important ones for us to remember.
Yeah, one that pops into my mind whenever I think of random acts of kindness is just including others in your conversations, mm-hmm. like making sure they're included in what you do.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I think our school would be a lot better place if everybody could live by that rule.
Yeah. I thank you for joining me, and
it's February is almost here, so remember, Random Acts of Kindness Month would be a great time to start those things that Jade and I are talking about.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Ms. Boyd. There is so many random acts of kindness you could do, and February is a great month to start. So I'll just go ahead and give you a few more ideas. Open a door for someone. It's so simple, but it could seriously make someone's day. Thank someone, a teacher, a guardian, a friend, anybody. Thank them. They do so much for you. Smile at someone. I know Miss Boyd already said this, but it's a huge one, and it's literally so easy. It takes a matter of 1 second. So there are so many other random acts of kindness, but I think those are some of the easiest, best ones to do. And they can seriously make people's day. Now that I've said this, and now that Miss Boyd was here to talk to us about this, I think it's time that we announce who the class award went to this week. And before I say who it is, this person definitely does all of these things. And she is so easy to make friends with. So Morgan Skidmore is who the class award went to this week, and I do believe that she deserves it because she is just like the happiest person ever, and she's always smiling, she's always having fun with her friends, she has such a great attitude all the time, and she is just like, she is such an outgoing person, always willing to help, always willing to make things better with people, and I think she is probably one of the happiest people ever. Like, I do believe we are lucky to have her in our class, and I do believe that she definitely deserves this award for all of the reasons that I just said. And I think it would be best to end on that happy note. Remember, there are so many ways to show a random act of kindness, such as smiling at someone, hold the door open for somebody. I encourage you to use one of them. Do one of them. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend and enjoy the weather.